This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Staff from the Secretary of State's office is in Mesa County investigating whether there was a security breach with local election equipment. A photo showing the password for voting hardware was posted on social media earlier this year. According to the Secretary of State, Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has not responded to a request for proof that no one has compromised the security of the machines. The District Attorney's Office is also investigating the incident. Mesa County officials have not commented so far. The U.S. Forest Service plans to re-examine a burn scar to find out if anything can be done to help slow mudslides along Interstate 70. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Scott Fitzwilliam supervises the White River National Forest. He says the walls of Glenwood Canyon are so steep, mulch or grass seeds wouldn't help stabilize soils burned by the Grizzly Creek fire last year. But it appears those slides actually start in flatter areas above the canyon.
What we want to do is reassess on top whether or not there's things we can do, whether it's check dams, mulching, maybe, you know, you diagonally fall trees in drainages.
Fitzwilliam says he's asked for a team to see if those sorts of projects might help. In the meantime, I-70 remains closed after heavy rains triggered debris flows late last month. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
In Denver, it's 73 degrees. The Springs, also 73. Vail, 55. This is CPR News and KRCC at 906.